CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China has called on ASEAN countries to make joint efforts to maintain peace in the South China Sea. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi told a joint press conference with his Indonesian counterpart, Mate Natalegawa, in Jakarta, that to maintain peace and stability in the South China Sea is the shared responsibility of all countries in the region. He said China is willing to work with Indonesia and other ASEAN countries to fully and effectively implement the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea, build mutual trust, promote cooperation, and maintain peace and stability in the South China Sea. At least 40 people were killed and 17 injured Saturday when an overloaded bus fell into a deep gorge in the northern Indian state of Himachal Pradesh. This is the second deadly bus incident in India in days, after over 30 were killed when a bus fell into a gorge in the northeast Indian state of Meghalaya on Wednesday. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has picked Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan as his vice presidential running mate. U.S. media report a formal announcement will be made Saturday in Norfolk, Virginia, during a public event aboard the renowned USS Wisconsin, a decommissioned World War II-era warship. This is CRI News. Chinese mainland negotiator Chen Yuanlian has concluded its three-day trip to Taiwan after signing two cross-strait agreements on investment protection and customs cooperation during talks with his Taiwanese counterpart, marking the eighth round of negotiations since regular cross-strait talks resumed in 2008. The two sides signed the two agreements that aim to improve the protection of the rights and interests of cross-strait investors and promote two-way investment, as well as facilitate customs clearances. More than 330,000 people in East China's Jiangxi province have been affected by Typhoon Haikui. Local authorities say typhoon-triggered torrential rainstorms have battered Jiangxi over the past few days. Over 33,000 residents have been relocated in the province. The water level of Poyang Lake, the country's largest freshwater lake, stood at 19.2 meters, 0.2 meter over the alert level, and 2.25 meters higher than the average annual level. Haikui, the 11th typhoon of the year, was the third typhoon to wallop China's eastern coast in a week, after storms Saola and Damri hit the region over the past weekend. 11 people have been confirmed dead in a flood that occurred following a dam breach in East China's Zhejiang province. The reservoir's 28.5-meter-high earthen dam collapsed Friday morning, flooding a downstream village. 27 people were injured in the flood. Zhejiang has been lashed by downpours over the last few days, with the arrival of Typhoon Haikui, which landed in the province early Wednesday morning before moving into neighboring Anhui province. China started building 5.8 million low-income housing units in the first 7 months of this year. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Rural Development says construction on 3.6 million affordable homes has been basically completed in the period. The government has vowed to start construction on more than 7 million low-income housing units this year, part of its five-year plan to build 36 million such units by 2015. Chinese insurance companies were in the red last year due to road accident-related insurance, as they had to compensate a large number of victims of traffic accidents, according to data from the Industry Association. The Insurance Association of China says insurance companies posted a combined loss of 9.2 billion yuan, or over 1.4 billion U.S. dollars, in managing the compulsory auto traffic accident liability insurance. It says 2 billion yuan in investment revenue from traffic accident liability insurance premiums failed to cover 11 billion yuan in claims insurers had to pay last year, leading to the fifth straight year of losses for the insurance product since it was introduced in 2006. The world's first supercapacity light rail train has been completed in Zhuzhou, central China's Hunan province. The new type of electric locomotive can be fully charged within 30 seconds during its station stops, as it has a box-type supercapacitor on the roof and charge spots at the root of every compartment. The train can hold a maximum of 320 passengers and features low energy consumption. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.